This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Station. It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
Carl, there's nobody really to replace the guys who got smoked. They just have to do a better job. And I'm not sure they can do a better job in this scenario, in this situation. Not right now.
Let me get this right. Are you saying we have no shot?
We have no shot.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, that's why you listen to this show. It's Dukes and Bell.
Wait, hold on. In your defense, you said it was going to be close, and we were both right.
Oh, yeah. Listen, when we got it within 3 points, and I'm going, anything could happen, and then that's when, you know, it just, my heart got taken
and
out.
And I even tweeted out. I said, Carl was right. Look at this.
It's crazy.
So it's my fault. I jinxed it. And then we get beat by 23.
Mike, we got to beat the Giants. We got to
beat the Giants. I know. It's going to be real doom and gloom if we don't. Because, I mean, like, and we've tried to give you a – I mean, look – I can go Stephen A. Smith and talk like crazy talk, but I mean, we're trying to keep a rational discussion, you know, about this team. And don't get me wrong, crazy talk pays big bills. I just can't, with a conscience, do that. You know, what can I tell you? But it just,
there'll be a time for that, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
That's where I'm going. I mean, right. I can't overreact like that. I'm trying to stay even keel. You guys know we will go all in when it's necessary. I just don't think it's necessary. So, I know we're disappointed, frustrated, and all those things, but we got to beat the Giants. And Coach came on at 5 o'clock, guys. If you missed it, it's online at odyssey.com. And literally said, we got to find a way to win. You win one, and then things just start to feel better. And you know, all of a sudden, guys get more confidence. And we were close, but no cigar. And so you can't celebrate, you know, moral victories. We're better in some areas, but go listen to what Arthur Smith said. And by the way, Mike, he said about Kyle Pitts, trying to get him more touches. He's handling everything we're giving him, but there's a plan. There's a long-term plan, and then there's a short-term plan. And that's how he described what they're trying to do with Kyle Pitts.
So we're going to find out just, you know, how much more. I think every week we're going to see the role expanding and expanding. And I do think that, you know, the fans maybe don't want to hear this, but there is some work to be done to observe absorb all you're going to need to know about this, you know, this offense. And again, the tight end has to do more, Carl. It's not just a running a route like, okay, here, Carl, do a button hook. Okay, go run a fly. You know,
do it in.
So yeah. There's blocking assignments. You got to know you have to, part of the protections and what your responsibilities, you have to be in on that too. So there is a lot. People just think it's a video game. Plug them in, run them down the field, block, schmock, let's just rock and roll. There's more to it. And also, you know, if this O-line can't protect Matt, then we're not going to see plays that aren't, the ball's not going to be thrown more than 10 or 15 yards down the field.
No, that's another thing.
Which sucks, but it's what it is.
I mean, it's one thing to protect your offense from not turning the ball over by not throwing the ball down the field, but it's another thing, you don't scare any defenses. We're not scaring anybody by not taking shots down the field. You got to stretch the defense, and that's been part of the issue. We weren't able to do that against Tampa, fine. We found ourselves still in a game until we weren't, but we got to be able to do that. I just get back to, we got to beat the Giants. We got to beat the Giants.
Right.
Stukes and Bell, let's get to the top three.
It's time for the top three at six.
Top three at six.
Now let's see what we have here.
Before we get into top three, I got to ask you something, Mike. I meant to ask you this. This census thing, did you get a census thing in the mail?
Not yet, no. I'd like to be off the grid, Carl. I don't know if I want to participate in this.
Well, listen to you. All right. Conspiracy theorist.
Well, you live down here in Coweta County. It changes your perception.
Hold on, Carl. A census. We did that last year.
Well, that's what I said. So I'm like, why are they? Why am I getting this census thing? And so my wife, she said the same thing. We did that already. I said,
oh, it's a scam then.
Are you sure? She's like, yeah, we did this already. So I'm asking, and I wanted to ask you, yeah, if you had gotten anything. Bo, you hadn't gotten anything?
No, but last year, one of the neighbors was working for the census, and because I didn't fill out anything, she came and interviewed, you know, did the, made me fill out the questionnaire thing.
Okay.
So this is a scam. They're gonna own your house if you do this.
Yeah, they're gonna have your credit cards and everything, man. Don't put your, they'll want your social security number. That's always,
well,
a tell.
What's funny is they sent, and maybe this is real, who knows, but they sent the actual book. It's the American Community Survey. And I'm looking at this, and this looks like it's 1995. It's a book you fill out that tells all your information. And then they say, if you need to, you can go online. There's two ways to respond. But I got this. I just want to ask you guys. I was like, didn't we do this last year?
Yeah, I remember doing it online. It took like 30 seconds to fill out.
All right.
I mean, seriously. The scam that I'm seeing lately now is I get a message from AT&T. Hey, sorry about your service being dropped. We've got a prize for you now. Like, what idiot would see that link and click on it on a text message?
Yeah.
Ooh, a prize? You know what I mean? It's just, then I've got the other ones which keep hitting me on the bots.
What, you've got $30,000 in your bank account? That one?
No, it's about, I love that. They try to make it sound all, like, natural and business. Like, this is so-and-so with the federal relief. You know, your student loan. My student loan was paid off in 1990.
Yeah.
Get out of here. But anyway, protect yourself at all times, people.
All right, all right. Just I'm just asking, so I'm not the only one. If you got one of these, I'm talking about recently, not last year.
No.
Let me know. All right. Hit me up on Twitter and let me know, or find me some way. All right, man, let's talk about what's going on. Braves bullpen did a heck of a job last night. Now, hopefully, we won't need the bullpen tonight. Maybe Ian Anderson. It is great. He's 7-5, 3.75 ERA. But when you talk about the bullpen, I just want to point this out. Webb has been amazing. And, Mike, remember he...
Definitely want him on the postseason roster now, right?
Oh, yeah. Man, big time. He hasn't allowed a run, guys, in 10 appearances, all right, this month. 13 scoreless streak dating back. That's 13 innings dating back to June. Now, with relievers, it's always different. You got to view them for every time they come out of the pen, how many innings they're pitching. It's a little bit different. But when you break this down... He's been our best reliever the last month and a half. I mean, hands down. So I point that out, Mike, because he hit a guy earlier in the season and really lost his confidence.
Yeah, it was, oh, crap. I always forget the dude's name from the Mets. But, yeah, I mean, I think that freaked him out. Then Snicker put him in a high leverage situation. Remember, he didn't pitch. It was Pilar. He didn't play for like 3 days.
That's right.
And then Snicker put him in an extra inning situation, and I think it messed with his head. Nice job, Skipper. But anyway, I think he's back and he's good to go. So, yeah, I'm with you, man. Webb has really done a nice job, you know. And look. Luke Jackson still makes you a little nervous. There's, you know, I'd be very curious. First things first, let's beat the Phillies, win this division. But very curious which are the arms that they would take into the postseason.
Yeah, no doubt. Brian Snicker, what'd you think of the bullpen? Good job?
It was awesome. No, it was great. I mean, they all did a great job. From, you know, Jesse asking him to do something. You know, he's done it before, obviously, with us. Threw the ball extremely well. Really good. But that was huge right there, that he could extend the game like he did and get us to that point. And, you know, Jacob Webb's been pitching big innings for us for a while now. I mean, he's just been really, really solid. You know, it's good because they bridged the game to the guys that, you know, that we wanted to get the game to.
The census thing looks real, though.
I just remember filling something out last year. Online.
Right, okay. I'm just looking at this book. This book looks official.
I think I got something. It was a card. No, it's a card. It wouldn't be a book. It's a card that came in the mail.
Look, it linked to the website. This is a book that I have. Okay.
If it says that George Bush the Elder is president, then perhaps something's not accurate.
Yeah. Carl.
Something's not right.
What?
Carl,
what?
You fill out the book, and then you can pay rent to Mike or me when you need a house to live in.
All right. Oh, see? Wait. Hold on. One of our Twitter followers, he says, Dukes, it's legit. No worries. We, meaning UPS, delivered a lot of those today. See?
Oh, okay.
See? Thank you. This book looks official.
Wait, hold on. Census Bureau delivers 2020 census, redistricting data in easier. No, I don't. I thought this data has been already been collated and collected.
I just want to make sure I'm not screwing it up.
I'm on a United States Census website right now. It says nothing about a mailer or UPS shipping things out.
All right. Who is that? Central Beck? Is that his name?
I can't
He's part of the conspiracy. He's in on it.
I can't see. All right, let's get to the stories. Yes, it's legit. Fill it out and send it to me.
Make sure you include your credit card, your social security, and your wife's as well.
All right, maybe that's tonight's game winner, Mike. Biggest scam you've ever had been a part of.
Perfect.
All right, top 3 at 6 brought to you by New Realm Brewing. Guys, check out their IPAs, Hazy Like a Fox IPA, Hop Chopless IPA. Track them down near you using the Beer Finder. We talked about the Falcons, and they're getting ready now. We're shifting gears. Last week's done. Giants up next. How do we find a way to beat the Giants on the road? Kyle Pitts was talking about Matt Ryan's leadership.
Definitely. I think, you know, Matt does a great job of holding the team accountable. And, you know, we're all starting to gel together. And I think, like I said, we're starting to go in the right direction.
Holding guys accountable. That includes himself. Right. And I know that we were hard, and rightfully so. And I don't know if you – I don't think it was hard. I think mistakes were made, and it's just we're calling it out. We're not overly excessive on Matt. But I think Matt would tell you and be the first one to tell you that those two mistakes hurt us on Sunday. So right. He's got to, you know, self-evaluate, Mike, and then come back Sunday and play a lot better. And hopefully we don't get those crazy balls batted and, you know, 2 pick-sixes. Like I said, I don't know if we'll see that all season again.
Right. So, you know, the Giants defense, they you could argue that it's the – there's weapons there, but it's probably – hands down, compared to what the Bucs threw at us, what the Eagles, it would be, I don't want to say easiest, but the least challenging defense, right, for this young offensive line that's trying to get it together to play. So that's perhaps we're going to see for guys who want to see that Kyle Pitts stuff. Or again, you can't establish the run when you're down 11 at halftime and they blow doors, right, to start. You know, it just, I think if we could ever get 4 quarters, I know we're banging the drum on that, but Carl, 4 quarters, yeah, where we can see Mike Davis get, imagine, we haven't even seen Mike Davis get close to what we thought he would be, 75 to 80 yards, and Cordero Patterson getting some touches, although we like what he does. You know, I thought Matt was funny. I was feeling like I'm handing off to Roddy, you know, with number 84 and all that. But we still don't, we were preaching, well, Arthur Smith's going to come in here and establish a run game, and then our offensive line is a shambles. So can't do that just yet. Maybe it gets, we get that going against the Giants.
Ha! I am important, Mike Bell. ATL Wood says, Dukes, the census is real. They used to have a long form, which they had information in it, and they went to a short form. But he says not everyone and certain people get asked to do the long form, which is in the survey, which is what I'm looking at.
So is that why I've had credit card issues? Because the thing I did online last year was actually the real fraud?
I don't know, but I... ATL Wood, thank you, man. Thank you. This is all I want to know. Is this thing real? I'm looking at this book. I'm like, damn. It's like filling out a – this is like the SAT.
But I thought that, you know, it's 2021. Didn't they do the 2020 census last year or the year before?
That's what I thought. So now we got a guy who says, I delivered these packets today, and we got another guy saying, hey, it's real. These census, the American Community Survey,
oh, wait, here we go,
is out there.
Delays caused census field operations and counts, blah, blah, blah. Census Bureau still plan to complete the count by the end of the year, but that was April 2020. That was five months ago.
Carl, you keep listening to people on the internet, and we'll see how that works out for you.
I trust our listeners, bro. Yeah.
You know what? Next time
they're
we're down
for
in,
us.
Next time we're in New York, I want you to go down to Canal Street and buy you a Rolex, too, okay, while we're down there. Very trusted individual.
Yes, I will. I'll buy a handbag for my wife while I'm at it, okay? I'll get it half price.
Hey, man, real quick, I want you to mention the Falcons. Some other things around the NFL. Carson Wentz status on Sunday still up in the air, Carl. His ankle, he said, remains sore. Says the Indianapolis star. Justin Fields, we talked about earlier, going to start for the Bears. So, and then, of course, Tua is out with ribs. So it's going to be, give me some of that brisket. I mean, brissette for the Dolphins. So, and Big Ben, they're still sort of slow rolling it. Some of the folks in Pittsburgh aren't buying it, but he's got a pectoral injury. He hasn't thrown the football since Sunday. So a lot of injuries, man.
There really are, man. It's going to impact some of these teams. I know you guys don't want to hear this, but I got to say it because this is how important this win is coming up this weekend. You know, you get past the Giants, and all of a sudden, you could potentially have 3 games, Mike, Redskins, Jets, and Dolphins, not knowing the quarterback situation with the Dolphins. Jets are a mess. We know that. And it's learning on the job for their quarterback. And the Redskins, well, they just beat the Giants. And that was a close game. It's not like, again, you know, that you look at the Redskins, and I know everybody's afraid of their front, but they were supposed to get after Daniel Jones. Now, I know we're in a different situation, but those are the next 2 games. And then you got the Dolphins after the Jets. Got to win Sunday. Right. That starts it. Got to win Sunday.
I'm with you. Man. I mean, it's going to be a long year. I hear that from Arthur Smith. So hopefully it means long year as in they can figure it out in the long year. Not like roll your eyes. It's going to be a long year.
All right. We're going to talk some NFL. We'll talk Falcons and college football with Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
the most important story of the day.
All right, we get a chance to visit with the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. It is Wes Durham joining
That's
us here.
Wes Drewham
on the waitforward.com hotline. And hey, man, before we get into some college football, because we definitely want to talk some college football with you.
Sure.
Last week, you know, we had Coach Art on just about an hour or so ago. He was, you know, pretty adamant talking about the mistakes and saying, hey, we got to clean some of this up. But I want to ask you this, you know, from your perspective and what you see. I feel like, Wes, that there are some things that are moving in the right direction. It's not all bad. I think we're all clouded with just the L, and it was an ugly L. But there are some things that I went last week, okay, that's an improvement, right?
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, first of all, they, you know, they did a pretty good job third down defensively. I mean, when you start looking at where some of their numbers are, you know, they're not terrible on that side. I mean, their third down offensive numbers are not great, but their third down defensive numbers aren't bad. Now, how many of those, you know, do you write off just a two-game deal or that kind of thing? To me, I thought, you know, you got to kind of look at what this is and say to yourself, okay, they're running the ball and they're 24th in the league. Well, you run it against two of the better defenses in the league, okay? Now let's see what happens when you run it against the team that is, 21st in run defense, okay? Let's see what happens when you put that offense on the field against somebody who's 25th in passing yards allowed a game. Now we're starting to get to kind of this three-game set with the Giants, Washington, and the Jets, where in all honesty, I think they've got a chance to win three straight. And can you get some optimism going and kind of validate the hard work? I talk about it a lot in college because you're dealing with 18 to 22-year-olds. I hate to use that analogy here, but that's kind of the one I put myself on, you know, Monday flying back is I see a chance for them to win the next three and all of a sudden feel a little bit different about the first five as opposed to what it could be. And remember now, when we get to that Jets game, after that's the bye.
Right.
So you get 12 straight weeks of football after that. And that's a big deal. And the other part, Carl and Mike, I'd add is you may have to do this without A.J. Terrell and Russell Gage.
Right.
And without Terrell is the bigger concern than without Gage, in my opinion, at this point.
And I know that, you know, it's funny, we spoke with a writer that covers the Giants, Wes, and basically they're in the same mindset as us. There's fan base that has not really happened the last couple of years. There are some playmakers on both teams, but how do you know, maximize the other guys? If the offensive line can come together, we asked Coach Arch and Arthur Smith, he didn't want to get too technical with it, but I just think Hennessy's got to do a better job of communicating, especially when it comes to Mayfield, because they'd be in space where they didn't need to be, and then you'd see the Bucs and the Eagles get free runs on the quarterback.
Yeah, you're right, Mike, and I think you know, there's the possibility you could see Gossett this week. There's a possibility you can see, you know, a variety of combinations. But I think the left guard is still the flammable piece of where the offensive line is. You're just going to have to get through this acclimation period of what these guys are going through. And then you've got to take advantage of it and make things cleaner offensively. You know, are they doing a pretty good job there? Yeah, they're doing an okay job, but they know they can get better, and I think that's – the other thing, too, is we got to find a way to start running the ball. You know that, and I know that. We got to find a way to run it consistently and have some productivity out of it because that'll free up Ryan then to do some things that, you know, obviously is his strong suit, too.
It's Wes Durham, guys, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. By the way, coverage of the game on Sunday against the Giants here, and, of course, you'll listen to the pregame and – all the post-game coverage right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wes, let's talk about what are your thoughts as far as the defense is concerned and just as a group, as a unit. Do you feel like they are, you know, doing the things that Dean Pease is hoping to do? Is this still about them learning the defense and a schematic thing, and that maybe is one of the reasons why we're giving up all the points we're giving up?
Well, I think, first of all, you've got to look at it in relationship to the turnovers, Carl. Okay, I mean, 14 points of Sunday's game at the end was the two pick sixes, right? So take those off the board. I think they made some plays. Are they making enough plays? Well, certainly not. But you're looking at your two linebackers as being your leading tacklers. Eric Harris is right behind that. You got Daron Harmon, you know, about a dozen stops, that kind of thing. So the middle core of your defense is your most productive piece from a tackling standpoint. Do I want to see them make more plays? Absolutely. you know, there are a couple of areas I think they've done okay. But to answer your question, it's hard for me to tell you how far along they are. I would say that I thought they were a little better against Tampa than they were against Philadelphia. You didn't have guys running completely free like you did at times with what Philadelphia was doing. So was that a better game? Yeah. Did you give up 40? Yeah. I mean, you know, they're dead last in scoring defense at this point. We got to figure out how, you know, you can minimize some. But you did produce three and outs, and I don't recall many three and outs at all against Philadelphia. You were able to get to Brady a couple times. You forced a turnover. So in smaller increments, yes. But bigger picture, we all know the way you validate this is whether you win or lose, for sure.
It's our man, Wes Durham. We call him Wes Druham. It's a long story for young listeners. We had a promo guy who mispronounced the name, and now it's stuck. And Wes's son
three times, by the way. Yeah. Three times he did.
Doesn't your son have it as like when you call him, it goes, Druham?
Yes, yes. My son, who you got, and Mike, don't call Will for tickets, even though he would probably give them to you because he likes you guys. He likes Mike for some reason, Carl. I'm still working through that with him to make better decisions in life.
What's he doing? What's Will doing, by the way?
He's a graduate assistant in the men's basketball program at Clemson. You may see him on TV this year behind the Clemson bench during a game. Yeah, he's having a blast. He's very fortunate. My twin daughter lives in D.C. She works for a political consulting and lobbyist firm, Bell. So watch your P's and Q's if you ever meet my daughter.
Mind your P's and Q's, Buster. Well, maybe your son can give some insight into what the heck's going on in Death Valley.
That's a football situation, Mike. Come on now.
All right, well, let me rephrase it then. We'll pivot. How in the hell did North Carolina lose to Virginia Tech? Because I wonder if they're going to come back and rue that one. I mean, I know it's a tough place to go to Lane when they got Metallica and all that happening. But you look at Virginia Tech, and again, comparative scores and all that. They go to West Virginia and they fall flat. And Carolina looks like they can score, but they're not playing great defense either.
Well, I think what you have in college football, and Dave Clawson, the head coach at Wake Forest, said this on our show about a month ago, and we've kind of had it out there ever since, and that is that this was bound to be the most competitive year of college football that we've probably seen in a generation. And the reason being is we've got all these COVID year extra years for some kids. We've got the transfer portal, and if you guys talk to recruiting people, they'll tell you that coaches and schools can ride the plus 85 on scholarships this year. So you've got more depth probably and more experience than you've ever had. So you're going to have some games that are like every week. Like I had Jacksonville State, Florida State. I'm going to watch Richmond, who's a really good FCS team, play Virginia Tech this weekend. I mean, you're going to get the game that's a little sideways, probably one every week. Like Fresno State beating UCLA last week, right? Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen. And that's because we've got this unbelievable surplus of talent within every program. Remember now, we're going to line some programs up who've got more than 100 scholarship players this year. Mm. Now, the problem for those schools is they're going to have to get back to 85 by the start of next year. So, you know, we're going to get a little general manager salary cap, waiver wire, whatever you want to call it, between the end of the season and the start of next fall, and that's going to cause a little bit of a bump in the game. But I think that's what you're seeing. And really, Virginia Tech, I guess I was disappointed because Virginia Tech knew going to Morgantown that they were going to run into the same atmosphere that when Carolina came to Blacksburg. I think you're going to see the same. Look at Florida on Saturday. Alabama went into they went into the throat of the beast now. Gainesville was no cakewalk for Alabama. That's because you've got all this talent. All these people are back in the seats. These environments have been sensational. Yeah. They really have. And I think that's part of the reason you're seeing really entertaining games. Clemson's situation on offense is they got to get the line cleaned up. In my opinion, they got to run Uiagalelei more. He's a 250-pound kid on a 6'5 frame. There are not many college kids that will be able to take him on one-on-one. And Clemson's got to feel better about themselves offensively. And right now, they don't have Deshaun Watson or Trevor Lawrence or, you know, even Taj Boyd to a degree at the wheel. They've got to find a little continuity with what they're doing, and Clemson will be fine. Defensively, they are lights out now. I mean, but the Saturday afternoon game at NC State, that's going to be an interesting game because NC State, despite losing at Mississippi State, is a pretty good football team from that perspective.
Wes, as we talk about, and you're right, the environments, with fans in the stands has just changed everything from last year. And I totally agree with you on that. But let's talk about, you know, what you saw in the SEC. Last week, Auburn goes up to Penn State. It was a great game.
sure.
And you know, the point that I'm going to make is Penn State is now in position, depending on how their schedule plays out. They've got Villanova this weekend, but they got their big games coming up next week, starting next week. They have a shot. They're six in the country. They got a shot to maybe make this college football playoff.
Absolutely.
And then you know, you look at you know, a team like Oregon out west, where we haven't talked to any about the Pac-12. Those two teams have a real shot at getting to the college football playoff this year.
Sure they do. Absolutely. And I think that's important to keep in mind. There's, you know, and I joke around about this, but I'm kind of half serious, I guess, in that we may get through the fall and have a zero, one team with a zero, okay? Mm. Okay, let's say Alabama and Georgia are on this collision course for Atlanta, okay? They play in the SEC championship, 0-0, loss column. So you know both. The winner will definitely go. The loser likely will get in, okay? Can you imagine how many one-loss teams we might be looking at, though, on the backside of that?
Right.
I mean, we might be looking at 7 or 8 one-loss teams technically for two spots. And I would add in that group the ones you just mentioned, Carl, Oregon, Penn State, really good examples. I would add, I mean, who knows what Oklahoma's going to do? Who knows what Cincinnati's going to do?
Right.
I mean,
well, big test for Notre Dame, by the way. Notre Dame, Wisconsin this weekend.
Well, again, that's a good point too, Mike. You've already, Wisconsin, who lost week one to Penn State. Now, all of a sudden, if Wisconsin bangs Notre Dame this weekend at Soldier Field, what's that look like?
Yeah.
I mean, then again, here we go. We're going to have 7 or 8 teams, and everybody's going to say, well, this is why the playoffs got to be bigger. No, it's not. Because we've used the regular season to drive it all the way to this point, and it's the committee that has to decide the value of the ones to go with the champion of the SEC in our hypothetical here, and maybe the runner-up, be it Georgia, Alabama, whoever takes their first loss. The other two teams would have one loss. That would be great college football from the beginning of the regular season to the end of the regular season.
Wes, it's always good to talk with you, man. Appreciate you stopping by, and let's go get a win. I'm talking about our Falcons on Sunday. Wes will have the call with Dave.
How you guys like having Bo in studio?
Well, we're both at home, so it's perfect.
It's amazing. I mean, Bo actually had to come in the studio. Can you imagine Mike coming out of the holler up there in Cherokee County?
No, hold on.
Coming back into the city.
How about the other way, brother? I'm halfway to Auburn. But no,
I know.
Hey, by the way, are we going to do the vineyard, by the way, in the backyard? Real quick, Carl, Wes posted a picture of stately Durham Manor.
Yeah.
And there's all this space back there. And I just thought, you know, people are getting into the wine business. A lot of guys in sports, and you got the marketing touch, Wes. I mean, what about Durham, you know, grapes? I mean, a Weston Woody Cabernet. I mean, I would see that as a big seller. And you've got the acreage.
Hey, wait a second. You're assuming that's my property off my back porch?
No, it's not. I thought that was all your expanse. That's not yours.
Doesn't, Carl, does somebody need to remind him I'm in broadcasting and not in financials?
I know. I get it, man. Hey, what?
It's unbelievable what Bell comes up with.
No,
really.
My first reaction, Carl, when I saw this, I'm like, wow, right off the interstate, or not that close to the interstate, but you could do a bed and breakfast too, Wes, if you want to, you know, think about life after broadcast.
Really, Mike? Is that what you're – I'm thinking about a tea time like Carl. That's all I think about,
exactly. All right, man. And Wes, take care, brother. We'll see you.
Be
That's
great.
Funny. That's
take
funny.
Care. All right.
All right, man. He is up there. He does have a nice spread up there. I'm with you, Mike. I was thinking the same thing. I'm not going to lie. Hey.
Thank you.
We will have, by the way, Falcons, Giants here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I was trying to promote that, but Wes was busting your chops, so you know how
does.
That goes.
Hey, man.
Let's get to tonight's game winner, bro.
Yeah, we kind of joked around. Carl got some direct mail about the census, although I thought I filled out something about the census like, you know, 16 months ago. Anyway, it could be a scam, your favorite scam. Maybe a Nigerian prince has reached out to you, Carl, because he doesn't have a checking account and he needs to pay his lawyer's bills to get that $30 million in oil money. Your favorite scam or a hustle. It could be something on a street level or something where it's a real convoluted online situation. 404-741-0929, your favorite scam.
Buford.
Hello.
Hey, it's John from John and Hugh in the Morning Show. Don't forget the morning menu every morning at 6:40. 3 questions you need to answer on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now 404-741-0929. Today's question...
Yeah, Carl got something in the mail claiming to be an official government document about the U.S. Census for 2020, but it's 2021. I thought we already took the count. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm going to burst your bubble on this. But so we're talking about your favorite scams. And I know it's funny. A bunch of guys hit us up. One guy on our Twitch was joking around about the Nigerian prince. He goes, "Hi, Carl. I'm a Nigerian prince. I've inherited $30 million, but I need your bank account for the taxes. Thanks." From Nate.
Yeah, because they do that. That's those emails that we talk about, man. Back in the day, right, it was always called the 800 numbers just for that kind of – they used to get you to do that kind of stuff, Mike.
Right.
You always heard crazy advertising and people would call. That was like, you know, "Miss Cleo, call me now." And, you know, you'd call. And she'd give you everything. But there's always some kind of scam out there. By the way, this census thing that I got, I have gotten verification. It is real. It is real.
All right. Whatever you say, man. Hey, it is Dukes and Bell, 404-741-0929. Well, again, I'm getting calls every day.
I'm going to give you the website. Right. No, I'm not. Yes, I can. I can. It's a census thing. I'm like, I can give you the website.
I get calls every day from different little small towns. They're always small towns all over the country. And it's the person who goes, it's the same voice, too, by the way. So everybody's on this scam. Yeah, hi, this is Jane. And they try to make it all personable, right? You know, it's like, we've noticed your student loan payments. I'm like, student loan payments? I'm 53, for Christ's sake. Anyway, 404-741-0929.
Hey, Mike, it takes forever to pay those off, by the way.
Well, I think it was 91 I finally got done. So let's see what you guys got. Your favorite scam, whether it's viral, telephone, on the street. What do you got, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
So mine actually got to be a real one, and I still can't explain it to this day. I was recently in a car accident, so I had rented a car through Hertz, and you know, I had extended my rental, so, you know, I kept, you know, drawing money out of my bank account and, you know, to pay my, you know, extended rental. Long story short, when it came back to return the car, I seen the total that I was supposed to be returned back to me and back to my bank account. So I kept checking, you know, after about a week or two went by, I called Hertz and they said they already gave the money back to my bank. So I called my bank. And my bank told me that my money never left my account. And I sat there and told my bank, I check my account every day. I know when $1,200 is, you know, gone.
And by the way, I think this might be a situation for Clark Howard. I don't mean to cut you off. I hope this has a heartwarming ending. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us? Your favorite scam.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I love it when they call and say, "Hi, this is the Social Security Administration. And your account has been compromised. If you press 1, we'll get your Social Security number and rectify the problem."
You know, I just
love that.
Who, I mean, and I think they prey on older people, Carl, or just people that were born without brainstem. Because it just, I think most of us know, but it's a shame because, you know, speaking of guys like Clark Howard, every time you watch the 6 o'clock news, there's always some feature, an I-team feature about some poor old lady who just got hustled out of your retirement. You know,
I know, man. I feel bad because, you know, you think everybody knows, but somebody always gets got. You know, somebody always takes the bait, man, and he's right. I mean, these calls now, the good thing is you got caller ID, you got scam and all this stuff. You can kind of sort through it. But I think it was tougher, Mike, back in the day because we were more trusting. Like my parents, they would get those kind of calls all the time. You know, "You need to come down here and pay us." And you're like, "What?" So, you know, you think of all the information that's at our access now, and it's a lot easier to find out if something is real or not.
Living digital. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us?
You know what my favorite scam is? Atlanta Falcons. Ever so nice.
You know what? He's a longtime Atlanta radio caller, but he's got to pick a team, Carl. You're either with us or you're against us. You can't call every show in the city.
I'd hope he picked the winning team. I told him that's 9 years ago, but that's neither here nor there.
Not on my watch, Melly Mel.
Not on our watch. You can go elsewhere for that entertainment or lack of entertainment. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for your favorite scam?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, my favorite scam has got to be Robert Redford and Newman in The Sting. You follow?
Yes, what a great idea. He's talking about the movie The Sting, where they set up the fake wire operation to get the results on the horse race, and they shake Robert Shaw down. Lanigan. I watch The Sting. Hey, it's great. I love The Sting. I watch it every time it's on, man. Hey, man, you're on the radio, but that's a movie, sir. That's not legitimate, nor is a scam. You're on the radio, buddy. What do you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
Oh, that's a good one. Good pull. That's a good one.
That's a good pull.
Yeah, I hate those. I hate that one, too.
Right.
I'm like, my car is under warranty. What are you talking about?
Right on. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. Your favorite scam. Scam.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Okay, true story. I used to work at Home Depot corporate office, and people would call elderly people and tell them that their grandson was locked up, and the only way they could get out of jail is by buying $5,000 worth of Home Depot gift card.
Wow. What? And would they get – people would do it?
That's no way.
No way.
Now, on the street level, when I lived in Midtown, right by Senor Patron, we'd always have this guy. And we saw, this guy would make his rounds, Carl. He was dressed like in a kind of a shabby suit, but he's wearing a suit, and he had a briefcase.
Yeah.
And he would always prey on these poor Georgia Tech freshmen who have no street sense. And he's like, you know, I locked my keys in my car, and I don't have the money for my wallet's in my car. I don't have any cash for the locksmith who's coming. And so we're having beers one day outside of, like, where I live, right by Vinny's Pizza. And I'm like, don't do it. It's a scam. He's been pulling this. And these kids are like, oh, my God, that is so rude. And, like, yelling at me. Like, I'm the bad guy. I'm like, no, you're going to give this idiot $10. Don't do it. There's a lot of street hustles in Midtown. You see a lot of that stuff going on. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. You got the final word, bro. Your favorite scam.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
This is Joel Namath and Jimmy J.J. Walker. I could save you $1,000 a year on your Social Security.
Yeah. You know, how do you know your career is washed up when you start doing reverse mortgage commercials, Carl?
He's right about Jimmy Walker, though. I saw that and was like, really?
I got to be honest. I got depressed the day I saw Tom Selleck doing the reverse mortgage. I'm like, don't do it, Magnum. Don't do it. Take all the equity out of your house. Leave your grandkids with nothing. It's your time.
Enjoy your life. Hey, man, great job. Appreciate you guys dialing us up. Mimecast protects this show. Let it protect your organization. Mimecast, MIMECAST, guys. That's MIMECAST.com. Safeguard your organization against phishing, business email compromise, this kind of stuff we're talking about, and the risk of ransomware. It's a prime example of what we're talking about. You get this stuff all the time in emails. Hey, email of the day comes to us from, who's this? This is Randy earlier in the show. This is a big show, guys, 5 hours. Randy, we were talking about the Braves, and he was saying, Dukes and Bell, I am surprised last night that we didn't give up more runs after, you know, having the bullpen start going through all the guys we went through. I heard you guys talking about how good you thought Smiley pitched last night out of the bullpen. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think he will get a chance to start in the playoffs?
I don't think so, but I tell you what, Hanoa's got to go deeper in some of these games. We're gonna run through our bullpen the way we did later in game 5, 6, and 7 for the Dodgers. Remember last year, Carl?
I know.
I mean, I'd like to believe in Smiley. Hopefully he gains some confidence from that outing.
All right, good stuff, man. Appreciate the email, Randy, and the text, guys. Thanks for listening. As always, you can always find us, Mike Bell ATL. Put him up. See Dukes and Bell 929, and follow the radio station 929 The Game. Let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, we had a bunch of guests today, and if you missed any of them, go online at odyssey.com and check them out. And when I say a bunch of guests, that included Arthur Smith, head football coach of our Atlanta Falcons. He answered our questions and said, we got to get better. And he thinks that they are getting better in some areas, but mistakes are killing us. Self-inflicted wounds, as he described. Great interview. Go check it out at odyssey.com. Hey, tomorrow, guys, Ross Tucker joins us. We will also have a Falcon player in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll talk to the legendary Vince Dooley as the Dogs get ready for Vandy. We'll hear from our quarterback in the Matt Ryan Report. Another big Thursday show for you starting at 2 o'clock. Make sure you're here. Bo, great job. And Chris should be back tomorrow, we're hoping, but his place got flooded out, and we were talking about it earlier in the show. We wish him nothing but the best. It sucks to deal with those situations, but Bo, great job of stepping in and handling all the duties today. Mike Bell, let's get out of here. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, I was going to wait till it was all over to talk about it, but I can't because it's so good. I'm talking about Ken Burns' Muhammad Ali, airing tonight. Part 4, by the way. They're going to rerun it on public television. GPB has got it, I should say. Part 4 tonight, Carl. We're just getting ready for the Rumble in the Jungle. You and I are huge Ali fans. Our dads were Muhammad Ali fans. And, you know, what we always love about documentaries, and Carl and I are big fans of docs, is when you actually learn something, right? Well, I thought I knew everything to know about Muhammad Ali and all the boxers of that era. What a fantastic job. Of course, Ken Burns always knocks it out of the park. It's been amazing. So if you missed it early on, get on it. But part four tonight of Muhammad Ali on GPB, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, the footage I've never seen in my life.
Like, right. Storylines I didn't even know either.
It absolutely incredible, and you're right. It you will sit there and take in every moment. Hey, man, I brought up Austin Riley earlier. Give him his props. Braves fans, we had our doubts two seasons ago. We were wondering whether or not he was going to be that dude. Well, he's turned into that guy. And now you're talking about 30 home runs, 30 doubles, 100 RBI. Last guy to do that, his name was Chipper. I'm not calling him Chipper. What I am saying is he's got the ability to be really good, and we're finally seeing it. Hey, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
I need $600 to help me get this money from my account.
Hey there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.